My next guest is on the line. It's Gavi Sachs, Executive Director of the South African Friends of Israel. We're going to be talking about a historic assembly of Christians happening in Jerusalem. What are they doing and what do they hope to achieve? And what is SAFI's involvement, the South African Friends of Israel? Gavi Sachs, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM.
It's my pleasure and thank you for having me.
So, Gavi, tell me about the South African delegation to this assembly in Jerusalem. Give me the detail.
So we've got 23 religious leaders from across South Africa that have joined South African Friends of Israel and the International Christian Embassy of Jerusalem at the Jerusalem Summit. So we've got 300 pastors that have joined from over 34 countries across the globe to find themselves in Jerusalem to fight against or combat global anti-Semitism and discuss ways to partner and friend with the Jewish community to break these ideals of replacement theology, these ideals that Israel is an apartheid state. And they've all come together using the words of the New Testament to break these realities and show support for Israel in such a strong way. And we are just so grateful to have such incredible leaders that are willing to speak out, to come to Israel, even in a time of war, and to speak out and celebrate Israel and break these narratives that sadly have been targeting the Jewish community and Israel.
So pardon my ignorance, because I don't know if I'm talking to you, whether you're in South Africa or in Israel. I'm not sure whether you attended or not, but at least what have you heard? What have the discussions been like, if one was in the rooms? Give me a sense of the conversations and the atmosphere.
So we've got incredible speakers, again, from across the globe that are breaking the ideals of replacement theology. Yeah. I'm sure you're aware that a lot of Christians speak of the Jews killing Jesus, and then they refer to everywhere in the Bible where the word Israel is mentioned, that word Israel is now to be replaced with the church. And all these theologians from all different denominations are coming out to say this is not the case. The Jewish people have returned. The prophecy is being fulfilled. The Jews are returning from the four corners of the globe, and we must support them. We have to come out and change the theologies and make sure that our Christian communities are standing with the Jewish people, specifically at this time in history. And they see this as an obligation that they are strong and passionate about. And we're so grateful to have so many Christians just standing up and speaking out against this hatred, especially during this time. And the pastors are literally sitting here using the Gospels, using the word of the New Testament to smash those theologies and recognize that Israel has a place and it is just a continuation. One of the most amazing things I heard from one of the pastors was that there is no such thing as a Christian Bible. The Old Testament and the New Testament are both Jewish speakers in both Yeshua and previous the Old Testament come to recognize that they're all Jewish, and therefore there is no Christian gospel. There is only Jewish gospels, and people that recognize that the Jewish people still have a destination in Israel, and the Christians must support them.
So in terms of denominations attending, are we kidding ourselves in terms of wanting to believe that this is as supported as widely as I would like to believe it is? Or in fact, is it coming from very narrow denominations? And I tell you where I'm coming from for that question. I pretty much deal with this stuff every single day. I'm looking at the virulent responses coming out of places like Ireland and Spain. And I'm thinking, whoa, what's common there? And is it Catholicism? And is so much for Nostra Aetate? Are we actually going backwards in terms of our relationships with, say, the Catholics in particular? What is happening out there? Are you seeing everybody? Are you seeing very specific denominations? What are you seeing?
So this is most phenomenal, is that it doesn't just come from the evangelic community that we generally see in America. It is coming from denominations like the Catholic Church,
Really?
Anglican Church,
Wow.
Protestants, reborn again Christians. So it is across the board, and it's a phenomenal breaking of this replacement theology. We know that Nostra Aetate was the Catholics' way of breaking replacement theology, and it just it says that the Jews of Israel are the Jews of today and yesteryear and will continue, and therefore we need to support them. So it is a complete breaking of this ideal that the church has replaced
Interesting.
the Israel, and it's phenomenal just to hear Christians from all walks of life breaking that narrative and saying that, know what? Prophecy is coming true for one people. And they consistently are referring to Genesis 12:3. I will bless those that bless you and
Bless
curse those
those that
that curse
bless
you.
you.
And those are all in the name of Israel. So now, all of a sudden, with Jews returning in the largest numbers to Israel, the Christians are seeing that they have no choice but to recognize that that prophecy is definitely coming true, and that they therefore have to be supportive and break this narrative that sadly has held the church back for so many years.
And being supported by so many crackpots with massive audiences these days. I'm thinking of the Candace Owenses, I'm thinking of the Tucker Carlsons. I
Yes.
mean, this is not becoming a smaller problem, it's becoming a bigger problem, hence showing the utmost importance of what it is that you guys are doing right now in Israel.
Absolutely. So I am in Israel with this delegation, and I'm just sharing hearts and minds with them. And they are breaking the Tucker Carlsons of the world. They explain these are not theologians. These are just men on the street who realize that their claim to fame is to break this relationship with the Jewish people. If you speak out against the Jewish people, you immediately have the limelight. And what they're trying to do is ensure that the religious leaders that have the gospel, that have the word of God, that are theologians, that are archbishops and prominent leaders, are breaking these ideals that the Tucker Carlsons of the world are pushing and
So
driving into our
important.
communities.
So important. Talk to me specifically about the South African delegation. What can you tell me about them, and what does it say about the relationship that South African Christians have right now with Israel and the Jewish community?
So what's remarkable is that we've got by far the largest delegation of religious leaders and pastors that have come to South Africa. We've got 23 pastors. They're taking up the majority of the rows. They're asking the majority of the questions, and they're actively engaged and involved in these discussions. So we see, and the most beautiful thing is when we take them to the Kotel, when we show them King David's city, and they walk and see the Hezekiah seals, and they're seeing that. The archaeology that predates Christianity, that predates Islam, they immediately awaken to the reality that this is not something that has been born out of Europe. And they immediately go to their New Testament, breaking these ideals and now saying, these are the Jewish people. If you can point to anybody who's following the five books of Moses, that speaks the ancient language, that prays at the Kotel and are doing everything and amazingly inviting other religions to do the same, where we see at the Temple Mount, and I'm walking with one of my pastors, and we are rejected at the Temple Mount because he's holding his Bible. We can immediately point to the fact that equality exists only on one side, and everybody else
Interesting.
is pushing the religions out. They don't want them there, but Judaism has this open door policy. Come and pray. We are one. We are together. We are brothers and sisters united.
Gavi, final question for you this afternoon. Are you hopeful that those 23 will return to South Africa and actually make some sort of a concrete difference to attitudes in South Africa?
So, absolutely. We've got, I mean, when we brought the leaders out here, very influential leaders, many of them with communities of 1,500 people, we see that the mindset is completely changed here. Black pastors are watching black people, black communities, Ethiopian Jews, and they're asking the big questions. They're welcome here. They feel at home here. They're seeing Muslims walking in the streets, and it's breaking all the false lies and narratives that sadly South Africa is spreading. And there's no doubt in my mind that the religious leaders, when they go home, will have a completely new narrative. And for them, most important, when we went to Shiloh, They're walking the lands that they speak of in their Bible, and it comes to life for them. So I can see that their passion is invigorated by walking this land, seeing the reality on the ground, and it's smashing all the lies that we sadly are influenced by in South Africa. So I'm grateful for these opportunities to take religious leaders to Israel to see it for themselves, so that they don't have to listen to the social media and sadly, our media in South Africa, and it's smashing the lies. And I do feel that when they get home, we'll see remarkable change in the church. And yeah, we'll see that as it comes. I guess it's a thing we've got to watch. But yeah, I'm very hopeful about it.
Kavi Sachs, Executive Director of the South African Friends of Israel, thank you so very much for your time here today.